to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Playing in a pub, you all know well. I met a girl from
We're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the battalions of fascists still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host, the Great and Sticky Moose, and you are listening to 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio. You might also be listening to this show on 90.3 FM CKUT in Montreal, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, or 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo. This show is recorded on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan people and broadcast originally from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en. It is heard across Canada on unceded territory, so take some time to learn about whose land you're living on. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can check out the incredible and vital work that they are doing by searching for them on Facebook. You can at any time reach out to Syrup Moose Radio by email at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com or by finding me on Blue Sky, xada.bluesky.social. That's xada.bluesky.social. For more from this show, visit smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. Enjoy the show. We'll be right back. folks. Welcome to the show. That was Hedonist with Heresy from their album Scapulimency, which, knowing metal bands, is just something gross that I'm not going to Google. What's going on, everybody? We are here. It is currently, at time of recording, August 3rd, 2025. This is the third part of my airing of No Gods, No Masters. If you've missed the first two parts, they are over at smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. I'm a huge fan of the documentary. I hope you have been enjoying it. I hope it has been meaningful and worth listening to. And I hope you'll go and rent it. You can get it from the library here in the north. You can get it from the Terrace Library, but if you're in Smithers or Hazleton, you can just order it and they'll bring it in for you, because libraries, my friends, are great, truly great. Today we are going to be talking about Canada Post, because it is looking a bit like we are at the door of another Canada Post strike here in Canada. I guess that's the that might be too obvious a statement. We're also going to talk about the brave decision from Prime Minister Carney to eventually recognize the Palestinian state. So keeping it super light here on the show this week. A couple of things to announce before we get going. August 9th, I will be playing in Smithers at Bulkley Valley Brewing with the wonderful Luna Flora, Elysium, and Download History. And the week after, on August 16th, I will be playing at Deckfest with Dead Sexy and, oh, I should have had this up in front of me because I am going to look like a dork. For those who don't know, Deckfest is the festival that happens outside of the radio station. So in Central Park, I think that's what they called it, in Smithers. And it's going to be a lot of fun, obviously. And we'll feature, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is unprofessional. We'll feature, like I said, Dead Sexy, as well as the Ezra Beaton Band, Earth Star, Megafauna, that's me, Keith Cummings, Marg Z, the Hoop Dancer and DJ, and of also DJ Mind Funnel. All that kicks off August 16th. Information is on Facebook, and it is in Central Park in Smithers. It should be an absolute blast. Plus, it's a free show. So come out and check out what's going on. I think both shows will be a blast. That's the 9th at Bulkley Valley Brewing and the 16th at Central Park for Deck Fest. And hopefully I'll have more shows, but who knows? Who knows? Right now, that's all I got for you. We are going to check out some new stuff from To The Grave. Their album is called Still, and the one we're going to listen to is called Hunt the Hunters. And when we come back from this song, we're going to talk about Canada Post and why everybody needs to support them and be on their team. All right, folks, To The Grave on Sarah Moose Radio. We'll be right back. To the Grave with Hunt the Hunters from their new album, Still. All right, let's talk about Canada Post. For folks who don't know, Canada Post has been involved in a long-running dispute with, I guess the union has been in dispute with Canada Post, which led to a postal strike last year, which folks will likely remember. And it is looking like we may be looking at another postal strike here. So reporting here from CBC, this one written by, oh, you guys have to have bylines. Come on. This is, I'm getting this from CBC. It goes, the unionized workers at Canada Post vote against latest contract offer posted by CBC News. No one is credited with it, at least that I can see. So unionized workers at Canada Post have rejected Crown's latest contract offer in two votes. The offer was turned down with 68.5% of ballots cast by urban postal operation workers, according to Canada Industrial Relations Board, which reported an 80.4% turnout overall. For the record, folks, everybody needs to be turning out for this stuff. If you are in this union, you have to turn out. Anyway, it's fine. In the second vote, 69% of voters among rural and suburban mail carriers rejected the offer. Some 82 workers, some, oh, I see. So rural and suburban workers, 82% of you showed out, which is great. The vote after it comes after more than a year and a half of talks with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, which represents about 55,000 postal workers. Referring to Canada Post's final offer, a spokesperson said in a statement on Friday that the Crown Corporation was disappointed in the results and would be evaluating next steps. The result does not lessen the urgent need to modernize the and protect this vital national service. However, it does mean the uncertainty that has been significantly impacting our business and many Canadians and Canadian businesses will depend on Canada Post will continue. The offer included wage hikes of about 13% over 4 years, but it would also have added part-time workers that Canada Post has said are necessary to keep the service afloat. Voting, let's see here. Jan Simpson, CUPW's national president, has urged unionized workers to reject the proposal in order to protect the integrity of the bargaining process. She criticized Hadjou for forcing a vote by saying, "Yes, we tell them that it's acceptable to ignore a free and fair collective bargaining, dismissing our union's democratic processes and structures, and send a message to the governments that it's okay to trample your rights as a worker." Dan Kelly, president of the Ottawa Federation of Independent Businesses, said in a statement that this result adds more uncertainty. Yeah. He called on Ottawa to extend the current collective bargaining agreement for the foreseeable future and added that the government also needs to immediately give Canada Post the full authority to make major reforms it needs to be financially sustainable. So, all of that to say, we could be looking at a another postal strike. Obviously, as I was before, I at Syrup Moose Radio and also The Marsh and everything stand in full solidarity with the union. This is how stuff changes. You know, we have to start understanding that the post is an important piece. We all rely on the mail. We do. And this might hurt a little bit, but the fact is, this is how change happens. Change happens through a little bit of pain. But if nothing, you know, if the government or the corporation or whoever continues to get away with whatever it is, the behavior that they're doing, what incentive do they have to change? They have no incentive to change, frankly. And we've got to get it together. Because the fact is, they need us more than we need them. And we hold more power than we give ourselves credit for, but we have to wield it. We can't just take it. Because what happens when we all do a general strike and everything shuts down? What then? When people who are making money on your labor can't make that money anymore, then what? What do we do? Do we just give up and everything falls apart? Does 100% of the population just become homeless? No. Change happens. So, you know, we may be in for a tough one, but all the best to the union. You know, solidarity with workers, always. That is going to be my stance on it every single time. So, just in case you wondered, now you know. All right, folks, we got some more music coming up. I got some Dying Wish, I'll Know You're Not Around, single from their new album, which is not out yet, but we are going to very quickly look up the name of it, because why would I have it in front of me? What would the purpose of that be? Dying Wish snuck in an excellent album at the end of like 2023 or 2024 too, and I'm so glad that they're coming back already. The album is called Flesh Stays Together. And you, as always, are listening to Syrup Moose Radio on 5-6 different networks. Pretty crazy. All right, folks. Dying Wish, I'll Know You're Not Around right here on Syrup Moose Radio. Check it out. And we're going to talk Palestine when we get back. And it's not going to be easy. Let's go.
level of human suffering in Gaza is intolerable. Canada has long been committed to a two-state solution. An independent, viable, and sovereign Palestinian state living side by side with the state of Israel in peace and security. For decades, it was hoped that this outcome would be achieved as part of a peace process built around a negotiated settlement between the Israeli government and the Palestinian Authority. Regrettably, this approach is no longer tenable. Canada intends to recognize the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September 2025. This intention is predicated on the Palestinian Authority's commitment to much-needed reforms, including commitments by the Palestinian Authority's President Abbas to fundamentally reform its governance, to hold general elections in 2026 in which Hamas can play no part, and to demilitarize the Palestinian state. Canada will increase its efforts in supporting strong democratic governance in Palestine and the contributions of its people to a more peaceful and hopeful future.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was Mark Carney letting folks know that Canada plans to eventually recognize Palestine as a state sometime, as long as they meet the conditions of another nation. So, yeah, I know he said in at the next seating of of Parliament or whatever, like that makes any difference or... But, like, look, that is clown shit. And it is so far beyond too little too late from our government. We have decided that it would be better not to do this for this long because we wanted to kowtow to the Americans and their president's agenda. And, is like, am I supposed to be impressed or am I supposed to be grateful or like, what do you think? And I have seen responses saying that this, that to recognize Palestine is to put Canada on the wrong side of history, which is insane to me. We have been watching for years now the death and destruction wrought on Palestine by Israel. They have the deaths of women and children. And yeah, you know what? We can do the both sides thing if you want. Yes, people have died in Israel as well. But we are looking at colonialism in motion, essentially. A place that wants to be recognized that is being actively destroyed by a group that can't let that happen. Yeah. And I mean, the idea that, you know, we'll recognize you if you demilitarize, leave yourself without defense as you as you continue to face off against a genocide. Look, it's been clear to me for a while that we just aren't going to do the right thing. People in power just aren't going to do the right thing. Carney is, it's lip service to me. And I don't think that has value. Do Carney. You know, last I checked, he was the Prime Minister of Canada. And I thought the Prime Minister was able to make some decisions and, you know, I don't really see why the recognition of a state, of a country, why the disavowing of a genocide needs to be an act of Congress or an act of Parliament. It seems like the kind of thing that you could just do. But what do I know, right? It's just... It just makes me tired. And, you know, France and Britain have also said that they would recognize the state, again, with conditions. Everybody's got conditions. And so what? though. So that's that kind of begs the other question. If those conditions are not met, then Canada does not recognize the statehood of Palestine, of Gaza. And so what? We just let them die? Is that the plan? What is the plan?